What's up? Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Phoenix. Thank you, everybody, who tuned in to the last episode last week. Once again, shout out to Nikki for being on the episode. We appreciate you, and I know you'll be back. But I just really want to say shout out to all the cancers. It's cancer season. I want to say thank you for everybody that has been on the podcast and pushing and asking about it. So I'm definitely going to be consistent for the rest of the year. And I just see big things coming. So I just kind of wanted to stop by and do a podcast. I did want to have a guest, but scheduling for me, I just feel like this is a kind of a therapeutic podcast also. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. Take that L and keep pushing. So we'll be back to talk about that. Because an L is not a loss, but it is a lesson. What's up, everybody? So in life, we all go through things. We go through ups and downs. We be good one moment, down the next, seem like, right? So let me turn the sound. I can really relate to that. I feel like my life has been up one moment, down the next. Stay positive regardless. And sometimes it gets frustrating when you seem like you didn't hit that peak and you just going, everything is just going so well. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, things just shift and they change. And for a lot of us, and me included, it's kind of heartbreaking. It's like, dang, I'm working out consistently. I'm doing well in my job, a relationship I'm in, or if I'm dating someone, it's going well, going on vacation, money looking good in the bank. If you have kids doing well, they healthy, just everything is going right. Car running smooth, no car problems. And then out of nowhere, something will happen. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it can be a domino effect. Sometimes it can be just one thing. Sometimes it just seems like just can't get things to get right. But I just wanted to tell everybody, sometimes you just got to take that L, keep it moving in the situation. That doesn't mean give up. That doesn't mean throwing the towel. It means just keep pushing, keep trucking. And sometimes when we're dealing with people in different situations, relationships, a lot of times when we meet people, we meet them to learn a lesson, enjoy the moment. Things are temporary. They don't last forever. I think it's important to still keeping yourself vulnerable in the extent to even try again. Because me personally, after being hurt many times, it's kind of hard to wanting to date and meet different people or even friends. Or it's just, you can kind of get caught up and you don't even want to try again. Because of why this always seem to happen and be everything going so good. And then things just shift. But I'm here to remind you, take that L, keep it pushing. Just keep it pushing and we'll be back. And I want to say this. In every situation, we can learn something. Whether it's something good or bad or something that we learn not to do. I had a good friend of mine tell me one time, and I never really thought about it like this. A lot of people call me B. People give me different nicknames. But my friend, she was like, B, you're a really good judge of character. But I actually am, because I have dealt with a lot of people, and not like necessarily like in that way, but just been around a lot of people musically growing up. Just even within my childhood, how I was raised, had to learn how to adapt and keep things going. Church, school, moving from different regions at an early age, experiencing a lot of trauma at an early age. It helped me to recognize different things I don't want to put myself in or expose myself in as far as boundaries, things to keep myself. So a lot of lessons I've learned at a young age, it helped protect me in my adult life to not be in these situations or environments, or to pick up on energy And also listen to your intuition. So, I mean, taking these L's, the lessons we learn, if we start seeing these red flags, or, for example, if you have a job and things are kind of getting sketchy, instead of us trying to ride out the wave, sometimes it's our time to get out. And often with a job situation, you have to evaluate what's your end goal, not necessarily the end goal for the company, because unfortunately with companies, and it's only a few out there, I would say, that really are concerned about the well-being of the employees and really want to invest in the employees. Now, if you have a job of that status and that is really concerned about you, work with them like they work with you. But I realize we as humans, we invest so much into our job and we invest so much into people that don't even mean us any good. So we have to really like take these L's with jobs, relationships, people, and realize that sometimes we got to put a time limit on things. Sometimes we can't allow things or people to cloud our judgment from our end goal. If we have goals and we want to get somewhere, if people are not aligning to where we want to go, we have to let them go. And it's difficult. You know, I've experienced that. I go through that. I think about a lot of the friendships I had. I never thought that it would be over with, or even relationships I had, or even sometimes family members. I never thought that it would be over, or, you know, they would be gone or they wouldn't be here. But unfortunately, things are temporary. But sometimes you can hold on to people and just kind of deal with them from a distance. But I've learned, and with job situations, you got to learn when it's time to move on. You got to put a timeline. And I think it's something that I didn't learn. I was sharing with another friend about a month ago. With a lot of times with these jobs, if they're not paying us based on our experience or our education or our expertise, and they want to give us peanuts, and if things are going well for a while but you're not getting a raise, if you're not getting that promotion, and it's funny because, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels, I don't want to talk anything bad about anybody that is no longer with us, but I did used to watch some of his segments, and there are some things I can't agree on what he said. One thing that he said, I wish I would have been taught this at a younger age, with a company I was with for a very long time. I have educational background. I have a lot of experience, but I kept getting passed up. And so one thing that Kevin Samuels said, he was like, give yourself a timeline. Be like, hey, I'm going to give myself about 5 years at this company. I'm just using an example. I'm going to try to get a promotion or reach this growth. But if I'm not getting any growth, I'm going to move on. I'm going to do something differently. So that's what he was showing. He showed how he did with his job, how he went from this position to that position, and just kept rising up in the company. And that's something that within my job, no matter how hard I tried, I never really was getting anywhere with the job. It was just, as long as I'm doing what they needed me to do and coming into the job, always volunteering to work, extra hours, overtime, of course, fresh college graduate, needed the money, came from a very poor background, came from a situation that's like, you know, I just need a decent paying job. So I was thankful for the opportunity, but I realized I was doing more work than other people around me, but I was not getting the compensation, or if I'm overworking myself just to have extra. And, you know, for a while I was doing really well with this company, working lots of overtime, making more money than I've ever made before. Just to some people, balling. But to me, I felt like, you know, it's pretty good. You know, I feel like, you know, I can do better. It's not really the pay range I was looking for, but with the overtime working it, I was able to make a shake. But then I started realizing that I'm gaining weight working so many hours. I'm not able to have any personal life due to this job. And I mean, I know this sounds crazy, but it was almost impossible for me to date. I mean, we used to work mandatory overtime for years, working 6 and 7 days sometime. I worked 6 days a week for a very long time, just trying to get to the money. But if I would have been paid properly, I wouldn't have to have worked so much. And there were people at that company probably making, well, I know there were people at the company making more than I was. I have an MBA, and it's nothing as far as education doesn't always do that. But also I have the experience. I have the people skills. I was always asked to train people, but not compensated for it or not giving a promotion. I was asked to help, but I was given nothing except, you know, my regular paycheck. So I say all this to say, if I can help somebody not have to go through some of the things I've gone through, I definitely want to do that. One of my cousins told me when I was a teenager, almost 20 years old. I was 19. She told me, sometimes you don't have the buy sense. I forgot exactly how she said it, but she was saying a lot of times we go through things through our own personal experiences. But a lot of times if we listen to what people who have gone through it tell us, we can avoid valuable lessons. We don't often have to go through. So at this point, I'm 35 years old. A lot of people don't think I look that old, and they're like, wow, you're wise. But I'm like, I had to grow up super fast based upon my childhood, being an adopted child in a situation where I had to mature very quickly, had to go through a lot of stuff very quickly, because if I didn't, it's like either get it or get left behind. Even me going off to college, I was determined that, hey, I have to get away from this area, because if I do not, I only see myself going downhill. So from the childhood that I had, I learned lessons. It was a loss in some people's eyes of the childhood that I went through and the pain and the trauma, but it also was an eye-opener. And so we're back, and good news, our guest called in just to talk more about the podcast. What's up, Brittany Gemini? I see you doing big things on YouTube, man. What's up?
What's going on, Phoenix? I see your thing as well. You know, a bunch of blessings and love to you.
I appreciate that, gangster. You know how we do it.
Already.
Yeah, so we on here talking about taking that L and keep it pushing. What do you have to say about the L's you've gone through in life, and how do you relate to it in your life currently?
Ooh, I mean, who hasn't took a loss? You know what I'm saying? Whether it's intentional, unintentional, I feel like everything that I've been through has pretty much shaped and molded me to be the person that I am today. And when you take a loss, it's all about how you perceive it. You know, you can either dwell in it and, you know, focus on what you lost, or you can keep moving towards the future and, you know, put your mind on what's to come. So I would say that everything is just a learning experience. Mm-hmm. Like, most of the time when you find yourself losing things, you're really not losing. It's just God removing certain things and people out of your life so that he can make room for the blessings that are to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like nothing lasts, you know, forever. So eventually, yeah, stuff is going to start, you know, kind of fading away from you, whether it be a job, whether it be a spouse, a significant other. You know, it's just a part of life. I don't regret nothing about it. I feel like everything I lost, it wasn't meant for me to have.
Yeah. And that's funny, because I was saying the same thing, and it may have just been for that season.
Yeah, most definitely, just for the season. I look at everything as a learning experience. You know, sometimes we do certain things, and, you know, we may have caused that loss upon ourselves. Like, for example, I had a person who messaged me on Facebook, and they was like, they had told my dude, they was like, they messaged him. He actually called me, and they pretty much told him, they was like, if you give us $100, we'll turn that $100 to $1,000. Well, come to find out, they had hacked his his friend page, but we didn't, he didn't know that. So in my mind, I was like, this sounds real skeptical. Are you sure this is legit? He was like, no, this good. This my homeboy, blah, blah, blah. So they end up talking us into going to Western Union. We end up, instead of doing 100, we end up doing 200. I put 100, he put 100. And when we sent the money, girl, they ran off, blocked us, never heard from them again.
Damn.
So, you know, you know, that was definitely considered a loss because there was $200 that we needed. But at the end of the day, you know what happened? We learned from it. You know what I'm saying? It made us more cautious of trusting these people on the internet, you know? So
yeah, because the internet is going wild these days.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But I bet you one thing, anytime a person come up to me talking about some, do you want to make this a block? Do this, block.
And you know it's crazy because I'll be talking crazy to him though. I'll be talking crazy to him, but somebody gonna say, I had to tell somebody shut up, and they gonna say your mama.
Not your mama.
Girl, one of them scammers, because I'm like, man, y'all some scammers. They ain't wanna get called out.
Oh, no.
But nah, for real though, we gotta take them losses, you know.
Yeah,
not
too.
It's
all about how you perceive it. You know me, I'm the type that's gonna keep it moving. You know, stuff that's meant to be, I always know that it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
At the end of the day, I'm always trying to elevate to the next level. So I know this, right? I'm gonna allow myself. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times it definitely does hurt and affect me. You know. Sometimes, but I allow myself to feel, and you know,
yeah,
and I get over it.
Just keep it going, because it's crazy. You know, sometimes you can think about, dang, I'm going through something right now, but then you think about, dang, look how far I've come though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we never thought we would even get this far. Just keep on going and moving, and the L's we went through when we were younger, even last year, preparing us for a brighter future, you know?
Yeah, you know, because a lot of people really took a loss during the pandemic last year, but
yeah.
At the same time, if you think about all the people that lost their jobs and, you know, maybe lost their homes and things like that, a lot of people that I know who lost their job, they took it as an opportunity to start their own business,
That's true.
See, you know what I'm saying? You learn what's essential and what's not, you know what I'm saying? What's going to thrive in a pandemic. So it was definitely a lesson, you know? So I never like to look at things in a negative light because God makes no mistakes. And a lot of people, you know, don't believe in that higher power. But one thing I do is I'm a strong believer in the higher power. Mm-hmm. And I know that one thing for sure, two things for certain is that God is always there with me. So
yeah, that's right.
So,
and if he brung us this far, he ain't gonna, you know, lead us astray.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Don't get me wrong, I have my moments, you know what I'm saying? I done had some things that I lost that I really didn't want to give up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My
parents
thought you was like, who is that right now?
Yeah, I feel you on that. Sometimes it be like that, but we just got to keep it pushing. Just have to keep it pushing to keep it going. So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up. Would you like to leave anything with the listeners as far as anybody that's a youngster, a teenager, like for the real world, or any tips for them to watch out?
Yeah, most definitely. To all my young girls, young men out there, anybody out there that's going through it may not see, you know what I'm saying, the light at the end of the tunnel. I want to just say keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it may look a certain way, just know that if you believe in yourself, you put in that work, you stay consistent, you pray, you keep your mind focused, you'll get through it. And things will get better, and you're going to come out on top. So don't give up. Keep going. You might lose, but you bound to win.
Yeah, don't give up, everybody. Thank you, Brittany Gemini, for being on the podcast. We really appreciate your input. I know it's rough out there, everybody, but take that L and keep going. Until next time.
Until next time. appreciate you.
No problem. Appreciate you.